Welcome to the Weekend Wire. The regular season ended today, about a couple hours ago. And the playoffs are here. We've got the plans Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday night. And then next weekend, Saturday, we're going to have round one kickoff. We had a crazy, crazy day of last game 82s today with every team in the league played. There's a lot of spots up for grabs, and we talked about it, I think, a week and a half ago. But it almost wasn't worth doing another episode because stuff, it really came down to today outside of we knew about the Clippers Mavericks, but and the Celtics being the one seed, but everything else was in play today. And some interesting stuff happened. And now we're left with, we know four of the eight first round series. We're going to know two more after Wednesday night. And then we'll come back with an episode probably on Thursday. And then we'll see about what happens with the eight seeds are going to be revealed on after Friday night's games. So we're going to start in the West here. What do you want to do first, actually, in the West?
Let's do Clippers, Mavs. I feel like you really want to do Clippers, Mavs.
Yeah, I just think it's we've had more time to think about it, right? Like
it's a trilogy, man. Yeah,
it's been almost a week. It's the third time that they've played in the last 4 years. In the first round last year was the only exception to that, and or no, that's not right. Actually, it's the third time in the last 5 years, right? Because 2020
they played in the bubble. And they played in 2021.
Yeah, and they didn't play in 22 or 23. So
no.
Third time in the last 5 years. Yeah. Yes. And the teams are both very different now. I think, honestly, it feels like both teams are better, than they were. Yes. And it just feels like the league is just like a higher like level than it was in 2022 and maybe probably, I mean, both really, but the Mavericks are now favored this time, which was not the case in either of the first two series. They have a better team than they ever had with Luka going into the playoffs. They've been sitting pretty at the fifth seed for about a week now. And yeah, I mean, they didn't have Kyrie last time. It was all Luka, and we saw some crazy, crazy performances in the bubble. We all remember his step back game winner in game four. In 2021, it was in 2021, it was, you know, it goes to seven. He was great in game seven. The Clippers almost went down 3-0 in that series. Kawhi had the crazy game six. We had 45. And the Clippers eventually won, but it's been a war pretty much both times. That bubble series was really close as well. And now we're getting it again. And the mystery this time is kind of what's going on with Kawhi's knee, which seems like a yearly thing at this point. He's been out for almost a week now, it seems like. And Lou has not really given a lot of quotes about it. It's very up in the air. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, when he tore his ACL against the Jazz, he was like day to day. They reported him, so it's very like you can't really trust anything they say.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a huge factor in this series, but it kind of feels like Luka is limited to a level above now. And the Mavericks have been great defensively ever since the trade deadline. Gafford especially has helped them a ton, which is so wild because of how he played in Washington. Like he was just not like, I kind of liked him in Washington just because he was very like active, but he wasn't like a rim protector like he is now. And like just like the fact that Exum is like actually contributing for them. Kyrie hasn't said anything crazy in like a year now. So you're
that might be the craziest thing.
Yeah, you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop with him, but they've kept it together and they're rolling. So I think like in the past, you'd think the Clippers kind of had the physical edge, and I don't really think that's the case anymore with how strong Luka's been able to get. And Dallas is able to play bigger now, and have success. Whereas, like in the Porzingis years, it was like he's kind of been he was kind of ineffective. I think both teams are going to be able to score very easily just because of the way that Dallas mismatch hunts, and obviously the Clippers don't have a ton of guys that you can deal with. With Harden's one of them, and if it's a smaller guy, Luka's going to have him dominated pretty easily. And then on the other side, you've got the Clippers kind of spreading you out and running all these different pick and roll variations that they can do, and just they have so much shooting. And I think that ultimately, if the Mavericks are able to stay big, they have a real shot. PJ Tucker, who knows what his impact is going to be? He hasn't played a ton for them, and he's really old on the Clippers. But yeah, it kind of feels like the Maver like if they can stay big and kind of play their game. Obviously, you don't feel great about ki like a kid versus Ty Lue coaching matchup, but like it just feels like Luka's on like on the plane now, where like you're saying like he should be the best player in this series, especially with like what Kawhi, what's been happening with Kawhi, and we've seen it, the best player in the series usually wins. So
Yeah, I think the Clippers, like I would worry about them more kind of offensively. I mean, if Kawhi is out, I would really worry about them offensively. But like even with Kawhi in, are they going to be able to consistently get, like, especially into the paint? Like you mentioned, the defense, the Dallas defense has been a lot better, and Dallas does have a lot of size now. And I think Zubac is going to need to be probably playing at his best to kind of match up with some of the bigs that Dallas has. I mean, the Clippers kind of find a way to rebound. They have like a decent amount of wing size anyway, so I think they'll be fine on that end. But like just being able to, like, what is the point of attack for the Clippers? And like, I don't know. I mean, do you try and mismatch hunt for, trying to find Kyrie? Is it kind of more just kind of space it out and let your shooters kind of just do their thing and, kind of even play Paul George a little bit off the ball and like force Dallas to make the decision? Like, do you let Harden and Kawhi just play one on one? The Harden Zubac dynamic is going to be also really interesting because, like, A, who does Dallas put on Harden? Like, if you kind of try and hide someone on Harden, right? Like, if you put Luka on Harden or Kyrie on Harden, like, now all of a sudden the pick and roll game gets a little tricky, for Dallas to defend. But I mean, if you don't do that, then all of a sudden you're kind of letting Kawhi and Paul George get theirs. And so I feel like I just don't really, like, for both sides I can see openings. But I think it's really going to come down to like how consistently are the Clippers able to kind of get into the paint, get some easy baskets, whether, it is in the paint or like in transition. Because I think Dallas, like, I mean, they're just such a good half court offense, right? Like, any Luka-led team is going to be a fantastic half court offense, and they're gonna pretty much get good looks every time down, even if they don't make them. I think the big concern for Dallas might be the 3-point shooting this year. They kind of lost a lot of that shooting overall. So we'll see if they can kind of hang in there. They're kind of more of an average 3-point shooting team now, whereas like say 2 years ago in their run to the conference finals, like it felt like they were just kind of making everything. And they had like five guys that would like be totally willing to chuck up shots. So it's a little different look for Dallas, but I like the way that they have the team set up now. Like I really like what PJ Washington does off the catch more than just like having a catch and shoot guy out there. I think he gives you a little bit more creativity. And yeah, I mean, I think the bulk of the workload is going to go through Luka anyways. And like, yeah, I think Harden's going to probably get a lot of action on the defensive end too. They may just try to like wear him down defensively and see if he can kind of handle it. And I mean, Luka loves to do that. Luka's really good at doing it. So I'll be kind of worried from that end for the Clippers. But I think the balance of the series, like you said, like it's Kawhi's knee, man. How much is it going to bother him? Is he going to play? If he does play, is he going to be able to play at the level that he was at like 2 years or 3 years ago now? And I don't know, because if he's not at that level, like you said, Luka's going to be the best player in the series by a wide margin, and Dallas is should w be able to win the series this year.
I think that Dallas has shown the ability, and this was not the case in the previous years. They've shown the ability this year to play fast and play slow, be comfortable both ways. And I think the Kyrie and Luka chemistry that has risen to a level now that I don't think we any of us expected it to where there are times where it'll be Kyrie kind of wants to run and Luka does it. He pitches it ahead and they're able to flow out of that, or Kyrie can exist in the half court sets. And if you make it a half court game, I think that does it, you would think that that's advantage Clippers, but then you have Luka being able to mismatch hunt. And when I think about this, it kind of reminds me of the 2022 Suns Mavericks series, in the way that you saw early in the series the Clippers were hunting Luka defensively, and then it switched, and then the it changed and they started hunting Chris Paul, the Mavericks did. So you could see that with Luka and Harden. I could see it now, especially Luka off ball, sometimes he's just lazy. And I think that's I don't think that's really has anything more to do than just how much of an offensive load he has. But
Yeah.
Harden, I think you can take advantage of that. But Harden, I mean, for you have to give Harden some credit. He's been a pretty good post defender his whole career. So I don't know
Yeah.
if Dallas is going to get really bogged down in mismatch hunting, it might not work for them, because if there's one thing Lou's really good at, it's giving a lot of different looks to you. And
Yep.
I mean, him finding the hot hand is going to be a big deal in this series, because Powell's coming off the like you can see it now, Powell's coming off the bench and hitting six three threes in 3 minutes and things like that, that can just
Yeah.
swing the game. And just obviously Kawhi is huge on the injury side of things, but Lively is also injured right now. And if for some reason he's unable to come back, then you can get into foul troubles if the Clippers are able to manipulate things to where it's Washington and Gafford having to actually guard out in space, and they're gonna have to be able to punish them. The Mavericks are gonna have to be able to, or the Clippers are gonna have to be able to go small at times, and the Mavs will have to punish them, which I think they're kind of going to be able to do. And yeah, I think the pace is really key here. I think if you're wanting to get out and run, and obviously first round series, you're getting 2 or 3 days between games. I think Dallas would probably rather catch them later than now, but Dallas, I mean, you think of how these teams played last time. Dallas had absolutely nobody who could guard these guys. And that's just not the case this year. And I think that's the biggest thing. And Hardaway has dropped off a lot. And you think of some of the guys you were expecting to contribute for the Mavs, like Green and even Jaden Hardy, both of those guys are really not even a part of the team, part of the rotation right now. So, I mean, Derek Jones, you're going to see a lot of lob passes in this series in general. It's like Harden to Zubats, from Luka to Jones, and PJ, and Lively if he comes back, Gafford as well. But the Mavs are as big now. And I don't know, it's hard for me to think that a third iteration of this where it feels like the Mavericks have gotten better over time and they've faced this team. It's hard for me to think that they're going to lose a third time. So,
Oh, so you're going with the Mavs?
yeah.
Man. Oh, this one's so tough for me, because Like the only thing I'll add is that like this one feels like the one series where like I don't know how much coaching is really gonna matter, just in the sense that like feels like every single time these two teams play, like the star players just kind of get theirs, and just kind of like it comes down to like who's gonna make more plays, and yeah, I mean I don't know, I want to say you're right, and like you know 3 times feels like a lot for you know the Clippers to kind of get one over on him, and like you said, like Luka's playing at a level that we haven't really seen before. I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to bet against Kawhi, man. I just think if Kawhi can play, I think this series is gonna go 7. But I think if Kawhi plays 6 of the 7 games, I will say the Clippers win. If he plays less than that, I think Dallas gets it pretty easily. But I just can't. It's hard for me to bet against Kawhi right now, man. He just seems to find a way against this team. Even with Luka, I mean, Luka was playing at an unbelievable level in 2021, you know? And he put up like monster numbers. The numbers were there, and like it still wasn't enough. So I just
He
don't
was,
know.
and there was, they were selling out to stop him, and he, like, they
Yeah.
have the other option this time. Brunson was not there yet. In that, like in
Yeah.
2021, he was not there yet, and Porzingis was not the guy. So, I
Yeah.
mean, I think Kyrie can actually have a lot of success in this series. Like, the Clippers have big defenders, they don't have guys who are quick like that for Kyrie, you know? Like,
Yeah. Yeah. But
PG is probably the best option, but I think with Luka, like you kind of want length on him. So, I wouldn't be surprised if they stuck PG on him to start instead of Kawhi.
I think PG gets the Luka assignment. Yeah. And then Kyrie is going to be kind of a mishmash of like, God, it's gonna be a maybe. I don't know who they would put on Kawhi. I think he's a little too quick for Kawhi, right? Like that doesn't really make sense. And then you got Harden kind of no man's land. So
Yeah,
I don't
I'd
know.
kind of
Maybe you
rather
put
just
Kawhi
have
on
Kawhi
Luka.
kind of like jumping passing lanes and stuff, and maybe put like if when Powell's in there, maybe put Powell on him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Powell makes sense to have on him. Terrence Mann, I guess, is Mann.
I think he
Man's
got
not injured,
torched,
is he?
man. But
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
I mean, man
but
starts, and I love him, but like I don't know, like.
I just don't know. Like, I don't know if the option's there. Like, Amir Coffey, maybe, but like, Coffey's probably gonna get PJ Washington, right? Like, so I just don't. I don't know. It's kind of a
Yeah, I
weird, like,
mean,
that's the weird, I guess, conundrum for the Clippers.
like the two teams are almost equally deep now.
Yeah.
And that was just not the way it used to be. So,
Yeah,
yeah, I'm rolling with
but at the same
Mavs
time,
and
like you said, like Ty Lue might throw some different stuff out there, and like at the other end, like I don't know if the Clippers can be stopped either. You know, I don't know if Dallas is gonna be able to get as many stops as they need to get, so it might not
yeah,
matter
I mean,
either.
doubt like they've been the top 10 defense. It's like, can you sustain that against this team that has, I
So
mean, we've
much,
talked
man.
about like Harden's had his failures, but he's still one of the best passers, and he knows how to solve a lot of the coverages that you can throw.
Yep.
But like I don't know what Lou is gonna like trapping is not gonna work, like all this stuff that like you're just kind of like throwing out there. I don't know like how much that's gonna be successful. Unless you're going the full small ball route and you're going our offense is better than yours, which is a dangerous game to play. So
Yes, yeah, it was a very dangerous game to play against Luka, but
especially because
it
Luka
might be the game that they kind of have to play.
can bully you. So yeah,
Yeah.
I think Mavs. I think I'm going Mavs in six here. I wanted to say seven, but I think other West series is going seven. So I didn't want to say both.
I don't think the other one's going 7, so I'll say this one's going 7.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the Clippers, but I know I'm gonna end up regretting that. And this, I may end up changing my mind by the time next week comes around.
Maybe we'll get some injury reports. We'll see. Some
Yeah.
cryptic quotes. Okay. Wolves,
Yes.
Suns, your team today. I guess we can recap today as we go, but
Go for it. Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk about my team later, but your team, I mean, y'all dominated the Wolves like pretty much from tip, and locked yourselves into a matchup with them. They played today. It was pretty chippy.
Frosty. Teams
Yeah,
don't
the
like each
Suns
other.
have won. They're 3-0 against this Wolves team. They've won every game by double digits.
Yeah.
The Suns, like, if you're thinking, oh, the Wolves have Gobert, like, let's go small. The Suns can't really go small. They don't have the bodies. They don't, like, unless you're
We don't have
throwing
the bodies.
Bol
We don't have a coach that wants to change things up. So,
Yeah, you've got Bol Bol up there. You've got Vogel, who's the coach who values rebounding and stuff. And it's kind of amazing that Nurkic has played as much as he has, and that the team has stayed healthy like this. But it's happened. The Wolves, their defense is very based around scheme. But you've got guys who are absolute destroyers of that stuff on the other side. KD, Booker, and Beal was great today.
that was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, Beal's kind of the third fiddle there, clearly, but he was really good today. And they're going to force the Wolves with their length and their size. They're going to force you into a lot of tough shots. But you've got two guys on the team who are the best in the world at making those tough shots. So it kind of feels like an unstoppable force versus an immovable object. Like Suns
Yeah, a little bit.
offense and the shot making versus the Wolves and like rim protection and all of that stuff.
Yep.
And you would think, like, on paper, you're thinking like the rosters of these two teams are like, it's a pretty good matchup for the Wolves. Like they have the length and McDaniels and Edwards to throw at KD and Booker. They have the bigs, the big advantage with Towns, Reed, and Gobert to throw at Nurkic and Eubanks. But it hasn't gone that way in the regular season. It's been the complete opposite. The Suns have pretty much dominated them in their matchups. So, do you think they're like, what do you think are the reasons for that? And like, what, like, do you just see that? Like, do you think that's just because they're making the tough shots, or what is it defensively that they're doing?
I think defensively, the big thing has, a large part of it has been Anthony Edwards' struggles. And I can't quite tell you why, because it's not like he's getting terrible looks against us either. And it's not like we have anybody that you'd be like, oh yeah, that guy's an elite perimeter defender that's really gonna bother Ant. So I don't know, that's been like sort of a bizarre, I don't know if it's just like an outlier thing or if he just, struggles to play in that environment. I don't know if it's an environment thing. I don't know if it's just sort of like maybe a game plan thing where they want to try and utilize the size more, so maybe Ant isn't getting as many shots, or maybe the type of shots that he wants to be getting. So maybe it's a comfort thing with that. But that's been the big thing for us defensively, because I mean, outside of that, they do have the big size advantage, man. When Eubanks comes in, it's been trouble. Nurkic can hang in there, that's fine. But when Eubanks comes in, those minutes are trouble for us, and you kind of saw it, I think, today in the third. I think it was the third quarter. Eubanks was in, and Minnesota starts making a couple runs. They started getting it close. I think they even broke it down to 7 or 9 points at one point. And we were struggling with the length. Like you said, Naj Reid, he can play, man. He can really play. I know you've been on that early, but he can play. Cat gives us trouble. They were able to force a lot of mismatches. And, again, we like to go, even though we don't go small, are like we have basically a three guard lineup with Booker, Grayson Allen, and Beal, right? And so we like to play the three of them together. And now all of a sudden, once you have Naz Reid out there, he can kind of hunt for mismatches. Cat's obviously hunting for mismatches. We rotate a lot, we switch a lot, we rotate a lot, and so it ends up, you kind of get some wonky matchups in there sometimes, and so that bothers us. And so it really, yeah, like you said, on paper and even when you watch the game, it looks like Minnesota should be dominating. And they do dominate for stretches, but then they just can't sustain it for whatever reason. And I don't know if it's because Gobert maybe isn't as much of an offensive machine as they need him to be, to get some of the easy baskets and capitalize on it. Maybe Cat isn't taking advantage of it as much as he needs to. And then obviously just with
I
Ant
think that's what it
struggling,
is. I
it's
think it's more
tough.
Cat than anything,
I
but
think it probably is more Cat, right? You need
because
Cat to
even
get down
today, like
low.
Gobert had a couple and ones when they were like kind of starting to come back, and he seemed aggressive. And I mean, we've seen that with Cat before. Like even against teams that, I mean, teams that were kind of equipped to stop him, like Memphis. Like
Yeah.
he was passive in these playoff situations. So like I could totally see that coming back.
Yeah, and that's what like worries me, I guess, if I was a Minnesota fan, you know, if I'm looking at Minnesota, like this is the kind of team that you gotta take advantage of, you know, like with your size and your length, take advantage of it. And they just haven't really done that. You know, it didn't feel like they were, you know, holding a massive advantage on the offensive boards or anything either, to where we couldn't play. You know, we're getting our share of offensive boards on the other side. You know, we got a lot of guys that are scrappy that look for boards. I mean, Beal has been fantastic for all that. Like, I mean, even outside of the scoring today, he's been fantastic just with his defense, how active he is, his boards. He chases down shots that he's missing. Like, he's doing a lot of the little things out there that, like, you know, you don't really expect from a superstar sometimes, but he's going out and doing it, right? And like, that's the stuff that, like, for Minnesota, it's like, how is this Phoenix team, especially with Nurkic not out there, how are they ever grabbing an offensive board on you? You know, like, that should never be
Yeah.
happening. There should be no second chance opportunities for the Suns. They shouldn't be able to attack the rim at all. We don't even really try to attack the rim that much anyways in the first place. But there should be like no paint points for us. You know, like that just shouldn't be possible. But yeah, I don't know. And then on top of that, like it just felt like at least today, like we were just making a lot of tough shots, you know? Beal was hitting some tough ones. Grayson Allen hit a couple threes that were like kind of tough, you know, either late in shot clock or like kind of off like a wonky broken play, and he just kind of chucks it up, makes them. KD hit a few tough ones. It's just, I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, honestly, these games don't make sense because Minnesota should be much better against us. At the very least, they should be really close games, but for whatever reason, they just don't. They don't capitalize on the big advantages that they have against us, you know, and then all of a sudden you kind of start letting these guys get comfortable. And I mean, Booker didn't even play fantastic today, I thought, right? It was more Beal and
Yeah.
KD, especially in that second half, to pull away a second time. But, you know, if Booker kind of gets it going in the playoffs, and I mean, we've seen it last couple of years, he's turned it on in the playoffs. Now all of a sudden you might be in a little more trouble, right? So I don't know. It's a little. I just don't get this Minnesota team. I really don't, because they have all the tools there. They match up real well. If you think about it from like a more X's and O's standpoint, I would honestly give Minnesota the edge, right?
Yeah.
But
No,
for
definitely.
whatever reason, like it doesn't click for them, you know? So.
Yeah, I think. I think what you said about Cat is definitely accurate. Like he's not a guy that you think of taking advantage of. And it's the same with Gobert, but it's always has it, like Gobert's not really the one who's responsible for putting the ball on the floor and stuff like
Exactly.
in attacking the mismatches. You would hope that like a guy like Conley is able to get him in those situations,
Yeah.
but yeah, it's like can Ant is Ant really going to be able to match like Booker, let's say like Booker comes out in one of these games, is like
One of these games.
25 in the first half. Is Ant going to be able to match that?
Why
Like
not?
it feels like he's not, and it feels like Cat isn't going to either.
Nope.
And then you have Booker and Beal to a less, you have KD and Beal to a lesser extent, who are capable of doing that too. Yeah, you like the world size. You in theory you like what you have with McDaniels, who's kind of like maybe the ideal guy that you would want to put on KD just because of the length and like all that stuff and how young he is and how fast he is. But we've seen over and over again that offense beats defense in these situations. And like come playoff time, you can play perfect defense if you have these guys who are able to hit tough shot after tough shot after tough shot. It doesn't
Doesn't
matter. And
matter.
I think Ant has a lot of that in him too, but like it felt like today, like the Wolves were working just as hard to score as the Suns were, and
And that should never be the case.
it shouldn't be that way based on the advantages they have with the size and stuff. So I think Finch and Vogel is like an interesting coaching matchup. Vogel obviously has won some titles. He's had some really good runs with the Pacers back in the day. Finch, like he might end up winning Coach of the Year. And has brought this team to a new level this season based on how disappointing they were last year. Yeah, I mean they're super scheme heavy. See if they break the scheme. This is definitely the series I'm most excited for out of the four that we're going to talk about.
Oh, really? Okay.
just because just kind of like the consequences for both teams. Like whoever loses this series, it's kind of viewed as like a failure.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fascinating. So, like for the Wolves, like if things go different, you're the one seed right now. And you're probably feeling pretty good against possibly a Lakers team, but most likely the Pelicans out of the eighth seed. And you kind of let that slip up. You let that slip away, losing to Denver. And that was another game where we're good offense and Jokic, he had 41,
Yeah.
beat the defense of the Wolves. So I don't know. I think this is just gonna be superstar. The Clip whereas Clippers Mavs like is maybe more like you could see role players going crazy and stuff. Like obviously Grayson Allen, like if he has 8 threes in a game, you could see that and that could swing something. But like on the Wolves, you kind of don't really think of anyone who's gonna do that. So I mean I it feels weird saying it, but I gotta take the Suns here. I'm gonna take the Suns in seven.
Yeah, I think I got the Suns in six.
Yeah,
I'm
actually
hoping I
I'm gonna do
don't.
six too because I can't pick them in an elimination game.
Yeah, I don't really see it going to seven for whatever reason. And I think that, I mean, I think we're gonna steal one of two in Minnesota early. And then it's just kind of about holding serve at home. But I don't know. It's just hard for me to pick this Minnesota team because they do struggle against us, right? And it's not like you do it one game, that's fine. Even today, it's like Phoenix has a lot to play for, trying to get out of the play-in. But to three times and Anthony Edwards, I think he's played two of the three and he's played really bad.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like we have all these conversations about like teams have a lot to play for, and like that only comes about when it's like the rotations are different and it's like the players are different. Like what the Cavs did today, which we'll talk about, and probably did themselves a disservice. Like they like put in, they like were actively trying to lose. So they put in players that they knew were not going to be effective. Like,
Dallas,
and
same
like.
thing.
Yeah, it's not like the Wolves are trying to do that. So like it was
Wolves played
just that was just
everybody
that
played
was
their
just a
minutes.
regular game. And to in the terms of like for the players and stuff. But I mean, I guess I'll amend my earlier pick and I'll say Mavs in seven in the first series that we talked about, but I'll still go Suns in six.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going Suns and six. I feel pretty good. I mean, this was the only matchup that I was like, I feel good about it. I'm like, I think we can actually win this one against OKC. I'm like, against Denver, I was like, there's no way, we have no chance. But against Minnesota, all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, like we might see the second round this year. It's possible. As much as it's going to be painful, and some of the basketball might be painful. If you haven't watched a lot of Suns basketball this year, just be ready. Be ready. There will be stretches where you wonder how this team has three superstars. There'll be stretches where you wonder if Vogel might be the worst coach to ever win a championship, but they can get it done sometimes too. So we'll see.
Well, Coach Bud won a championship, so I think he's
That's true. Doc Rivers also has a championship, so he's got good company over there.
Well,
But
let's talk about old
ironic.
Doc right now, because we got Bucks Pacers in the 3-6. I'm pretty excited for this one. I think that the Pacers have a real shot, and Giannis's injury is looming over a lot of this right now. He has that calf strain. I would expect that he misses a game. I don't know. It's really hard to speculate on this
Oh,
stuff.
yeah.
Like, it's a lot like what happened to Luka in 2022, where he missed the first couple games of that Utah series. And I think they waited longer to bring him back than they maybe could have, or they waited longer than like. They waited until he was like more healthy, I guess is what I'm saying. Because
Yeah.
like
So
the
like took extra.
Dallas went up 2-0 or 2-1, and like on the road, and I think they were up 3-1 when he came, or they're up two. Were they up 2-1 or 3-1 when he came back?
It was either 1-1 or 2-1.
Well, I know the Mavs. I know they went up 3-1, right? He came back in game four.
I think he came back in game four. I'm checking right now, but yeah, I think game four sounds about right. So Utah won game one, and then Jackson dropped 41 in game two. And
They
then
won game three, right?
they won game three. Dallas won game three, and Luka did not play. So yeah, game four with them up 2-1.
But didn't they lose game four? It's a six game series, right?
Yeah, they did. They did lose game four.
But I remember they dominated, they won by like 30 in game five. So,
Okay, yeah. But they did lose game four by a point.
damn, so he missed three games. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect that. I would say Giannis at most misses the first two games, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
And I mean, regardless, the Pacers have shown that they've been able to score in bunches on this team, and a lot of teams haven't been able to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't really talked about this, like just how bad Dame has been, like the entire season. Like,
Not bad. I mean, it's not like he hasn't been good, but he hasn't like.
I mean, it's just not even close to what he was last year. Like,
Yeah. But that's always like I feel like you kind of expect that, don't you? Moving to a new team, a team you don't really want to play for, like I don't know.
he not want to play for him?
Don't think so. I really
Why
don't think he wants to play for him, but I don't know. I've been saying that since the start, but
well, that's a subplot, I guess, but
I'm not
I
buying it.
mean, these two teams have had some really memorable games this year. In the play-in, we had the whole like stealing the game ball thing the last time they played, I think. Like Beasley said, like if we play those guys in the playoffs, and I know we will, it's not gonna be good for them. So they're very familiar, same division and all that.
I forgot about the game ball thing, you know? I forgot that happened this year. It's the most random, yeah.
Like Haliburton took it from Giannis, right? And then, yeah.
My God.
I mean, just the amount of like this series is going to be pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll. Like Giannis and
On both sides.
Dame and Portis, like whoever it is, and then Haliburton, whoever, Siakam and whoever.
We'll get you the synergy stats at some point for how many like pick and rolls they run per game
It's going to be
between the two
crazy.
teams. Yeah.
It's going to be plenty of offense. I mean, when they've played in the past, most of those games were before the Siakam trade, so it's a different team now, for the
All the games
Pacers.
were before. All the
Oh,
games were
every single
pre.
one. Okay, yeah. So,
Well, I went back and watched the in-season tournament one.
yeah.
And that was like the last time I think they played.
Okay, so it was
Yeah.
all of them early then. So,
Yeah.
and Haliburton has just destroyed them every single time. And like obviously Giannis has put up a lot of stats in those games too, but like they just don't have anyone who has a chance of staying in front of Haliburton
Yeah.
at all. And that's including Giannis. So
Oh, yeah.
like if they want to try that play that game, their backside defense is going to be horrible. And man, I mean, the Pacers are a different team a little bit since they traded Hield away, but they've got Turner as a rim runner. They've got Turner as a rim protector. They've got Nesmith, who's a pretty good perimeter defender in his own right, good 3-and-D guy. Mathurin hasn't been, I think, the guy that I was expecting, but
Mathurin's
he's.
injured now too. He's out for the season.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Pacers are weird because they don't get a lot of attention, but like they've kind of been flying under the radar from it feels like the second half of the season, ever since
Yeah.
like Haliburton's production kind of dropped off. He had that injury for a while there,
Yeah.
for a second it kind of seemed like they might host a playoff series,
Yeah.
but they've kind of been out of the spotlight for a while, and the fact that they were able to avoid the play-in is kind of amazing, honestly.
It's a mini miracle. Yeah.
Given the teams above them, so
Yeah.
Nembhard is obviously someone who's coming off the bench, and like I don't know how much McConnell's going to play in this series, but he's definitely someone who
He's
has
gonna
an
play a lot.
outsized
He's been
impact of.
awesome.
Yeah, and a top end is guy who can give the Bucks problems with the athleticism too. So this is gonna be really fun. I want to pick the Pacers outright. I don't know if I can do it.
That's crazy.
Because I think Giannis is gonna have a trump card at some point. So I think I'm gonna go Bucks in six. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a very close. Like I wouldn't be surprised if I think it's gonna be 2-2 after four, I guess, is
I
what I'm
can see
thinking.
that.
Yeah. But like what do you see like X's and O's, I guess?
Well, I think big one for me, you kind of mentioned it with like the pick and roll defense. But it's gonna be like, A, who do you put on Haliburton to handle that, right? So if it is Malik Beasley, that's one thing, right? But if they can
Well,
find switches to
they're not starting
Dame,
Beasley anymore, so it's probably going to be Beverly, but
right. And so
which I think is
now
the right
you got
call, because I
probably,
mean, Beasley has no chance.
Beasley has no chance. Dame has no chance. Beverly has a chance, but then my other problem becomes now you got to deal with the big. And so if Brook is in there, then if he has to deal with Miles Turner, like that's my big worry. And Miles is not just a rim runner, but like a pop guy. I think he can hurt Milwaukee a lot throughout the series. So that was my big thing that like, to look out for. And then on the other side of that, it's going to be the guard play on both sides is the most interesting, right? Where like how are Nembhard and Nesmith going to handle Dame, Middleton, Beverly, whoever's out there, how are they going to manage, on defense? And especially, Dame, like you said, he's had kind of a down year from last year. I don't know what version of him's going to show up, but if it is the playoff version that we saw, like, what's it been about 3 years now? The one that we saw 3 years ago, then I think it, all of a sudden, I think Indiana could be in a little bit of trouble, right? Milwaukee's still got a really good half court offense. They're good in transition off live rebounds. And that's another thing that I worry about Indiana with, right? How are you going to get back, right? Are you going to be able to get back consistently enough? They like to play fast, they like to go up and down. Are you going to have the discipline? Getting back into the playoffs now for the first time in a while, are you going to have the discipline to get back on defense and stop Milwaukee in transition, especially once Giannis comes back, right? So that's a big thing for me. And then, yeah, the funny thing, I guess, now is for both sides, they've really struggled since post All-Star break, right? So it's like, how do you kind of figure out a rhythm now, kind of going back into the playoffs? Indiana obviously found some sort of rhythm offensively today. I think they put up 157 on Atlanta. But for Milwaukee, I mean, Milwaukee's had some real bad losses over the last 2 weeks, 2, 3 weeks. We've talked about a few of them on the last time we did this pod, and they're really, really struggling. I think I wrote down their offense is down 4 points post All-Star break from before. They have a negative six net rating in the month of April, and not in a small sample size. I think they played like eight games in April, and like that's tough stuff to like break out of that funk. And especially if you don't have Giannis to start the series, then it gets even more difficult, right? Where is you lose the easy offense, And then on the other side of that, once Giannis does come back, Indiana's going to be kind of tasked with figuring out how do you stop Milwaukee in half court, right? When Giannis is just kind of barreling down the lane, how do you keep Miles Turner out of trouble, foul trouble? How do you keep Obi Toppin? How do you keep Pascal from fouling to just, stop him from getting easy baskets? A lot of 3-point shooting for Indiana. That's going to be dangerous. Nesmith's 42% shooter. Obi's a 40% shooter. Even Siakam. I don't know if you've seen Siakam shooting 38.6 on 2.5 attempts a game, which is like pretty good. I know it's a low number of attempts, but like if he
Yeah, I
hits
mean,
that.
I'd be really like if he's able to get that, if he's able to shoot like six threes a game in the series out of nowhere or something, like
That
that's
changes it.
big because like obviously if Giannis is out for the first couple games, in theory you would think he would be able to take advantage of that. But especially if he if like if Indiana's really able to run five out with like him out there, I think their strategy should be to just try to outscore the Bucks.
Absolutely.
And like kind of getting back to be damned. Like, I think they should just really go.
Yeah.
Try to wear out this like kind of aging Bucks team that, especially like Middleton. Like, I don't even know what to think of Middleton anymore. And I mean,
I don't know. I don't know what version you're gonna get.
he's been horrible the entire season. So,
Yeah.
he might just not ever be the same after the injury in 2022. So, and man, I
I will
mean,
note, Milwaukee is the eighth best transition defense team in the league. So I don't know if that's good enough to stop Indy, but we'll see.
that's
But they
honestly,
are.
that's shocking because
I know. I
of like
know.
how bad their losses have been re lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of that just has to be Giannis,
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, obviously Giannis, like, I think he should be able to score at will in the series.
Yeah,
Think
you'd think so.
the foul trouble that you mentioned with
Siakam, Obi, Miles,
yeah,
everybody.
with Turner especially, I think. But
Yeah.
like, Obi's definitely Toppin's, like, you know, he's athletic enough to somewhat deal with Giannis. And, I mean, I think
Yeah.
Pascal is kind of not like his defense has really dropped off since like he was
Yeah.
since like, you know, the 2020s started. But
He's still good. I mean, he's good on ball. I mean, I don't think he'll get the matchup with Giannis, but you could see him
yeah.
on Dame for a little bit, you know, if they get creative.
That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Length to bother him, yeah. Because how? I mean,
Yeah.
Haliburton can't do it. Obviously, they're gonna be hiding. It's gonna be hiding
Yeah.
Haliburton, hiding Dame. Like,
Yeah.
they're gonna try to get the other in the action.
Well, that's the other thing, yeah, because you have people that you can go out and hunt on both these teams.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to get hunted. So we'll see.
I mean, Carlisle versus Doc. It's a pretty clear disadvantage there for the
Yeah.
Bucks. And man, all of this makes me want to pick the Pacers, but
And so do I.
it feels a little too soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm gonna roll with Bucks in six.
Yeah, I think I got Bucks in six. I think they have a lot of flaws, but I just think the talent is a little too much for Indiana to overcome right now.
I think Dame will rise to the occasion in a couple of these
Yeah.
games. That maybe
Yeah.
one of the games without Giannis, like if they go down 2-0, anything's on the table, obviously. But like one of these
Yeah.
games without Giannis, if he ends up missing one, I think he'll rise to the occasion. And it looked like they were going to beat Orlando today and hold on to the 2 seed, but Orlando came storming back and kind of ended up blowing them out. So, I think the Bucks are kind of in a good spot here, though. Like facing Indiana in the first round, like
Yeah,
I think
I mean, you'd
they.
rather face Indiana than play Philly
Or Miami,
or Miami.
so
Philly.
yeah, I think they could have dropped lower, you know. And well, the next
Yeah.
team that we're going to talk about, the Cavs, who made a bad decision today, but like they could have been, you know, the Cavs could have been as high as second if they won today. They would have been second, and
Yeah.
they decided to drop. So like the
I
Bucks,
also
you
just
know, they.
don't understand it from like even the standpoint of okay, maybe you want to play Orlando, but now all of a sudden you have to play Boston in the second round. Like, why
That's the
would
whole
you
thing.
choose to do
It's like, why, like, yeah. You want to play,
that?
like, okay, sure. I understand you want to play Orlando, but guess we're talking
And
about the Cavs
we'll
only
talk
now. The
about it in a
Cavs.
second, but Orlando is not exactly a good matchup for them either.
Yeah, no, we can talk about it now. I mean, I think that, yeah, the Cavs today, they were up big against the Hornets. They decided to pull the plug completely. The Hornets come back and end up winning. They would have finished second if they won. And the Knicks, even though they beat the Bulls today and got second, the Knicks would have been third. You know, so you would have a home court in the second round against assuming you get through. And yeah, maybe you have to play Philly, maybe you have to play Miami. But it's kind of like it seems like the goal was to just get out of the first round and
Yeah. To win.
not to win, which is kind of like.
Yeah.
You can't, I
It's
don't know,
concerning.
you can't operate that way. So it's like the way they did this, and I thought like it happens every year where a team does this and to duck someone, but like really, you were ducking a play-in team? It just feels weird. Like I can understand ducking like Denver, but like
Yeah.
it's not like they haven't seen either of these teams in the playoffs recently, the teams that they were ducking. So
Yeah.
it's
There's no
interesting.
bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and now they're stuck with Orlando.
Which
And
sucks for them.
even if they win, they're gonna have to
It's.
play the Celtics. And I don't think the Cavs have a chance in hell against the Celtics. So and can we just talk about
They
this?
have a chance. Let's not say they don't have a chance in hell. They have a chance,
Has
but
there
it's going to
ever been a
require a lot
bigger,
of things.
like, if the Celtics don't win the East,
Yeah.
like, tear it all down. Like, there has
Yeah.
never been a bigger cakewalk in the conference. Like, I'll go through it right now. You've got, in the first round, you've got either the Heat, who just have proven time and time again this year that just aren't good. They've
They
got the
are bad.
76ers,
Do not believe in the
who you've owned since like 2018. You got the Bulls. Maybe it's the
Luka injured
Bulls,
and
who aren't good. You've
yeah.
got the Hawks, who you match up against so well,
Not
you
good.
know you could beat,
Yeah.
because you already did. In the round two, worst case scenario, you get the Cavs.
Whoa.
Conference finals. I mean, it's either
Milwaukee?
Miami, Bucks, Knicks, or Sixers.
Nobody's gay.
I think worst case is probably still the Heat based on the Knicks injury stuff, but like, damn, it is just a cakewalk. Like, it is so set up for them for like all the metrics, all like the record that they have, how well they've been, and like people just have that thing in the back of their head where they don't think the Celtics can actually get through, but like, holy shit, if they don't make the finals, like,
You
this is a
got
disaster.
Mazzulla's
So.
gone. One of Tatum or Brown is gone. Like everything's, you gotta tear it all down at that point.
Like I was trying to go back into like some of the LeBron years and see like has there ever been an easier run? Like I don't think there
No.
has been. Like
No.
even LeBron in 07 had to get to that Pistons team that was like that
Yeah.
had like championship DNA and like
Yeah.
all that stuff. It's never been this easy. So
No.
this should be like 28 to like 2017 Cavs level. It's just like roll through, you know? Like
Yeah, no, they should cruise. They
They
should.
should not lose more than two games in the first three rounds.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly. Like,
Yeah. That's pretty fair.
so, okay. With that being said, Cavs Magic, the rock fight of all rock fights.
Yes, I'm so excited.
The Cavs are 9-15 against top 10 defenses this year. The Magic are 13-12. I mean, what worries me for the Magic is like their offensive floor has been proven to be so low in these
Disgusting.
games. Like the Knicks are holding them to like 70 points, and they'll actually have quarters where they'll just score like 10 points, and like,
Yeah. No, it's bad.
and you don't see that a lot. It kind of feels like Mitchell in crunch time is going to be able to get better looks and stuff than anything the Magic can have. The Cavs have a ton more shooting than the Magic do. I think ultimately their bigs are better. Isaac's a factor in this series, but like there's not really a great matchup for him.
Not
Like
as
there
big of a
aren't.
factor as it would have been against Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's kind of are you putting him on like. It's you're almost best off putting them like if they're gonna start Okoro like kind of roaming and like
Roaming. Yeah.
messing stuff up against Okoro, who's kind of like being ignored. Like putting him on Mobley doesn't really make sense. Like Mobley's not a
Yeah.
guy who's I mean, we've seen Mobley put the ball on the floor a little bit, but like putting him against Allen, like you have Carter Jr. for that. You've guys you could do that, like and
Yeah.
the Wagner twins and even Paolo to some extent it's gonna be interesting who Paolo what like the Cavs do with Paolo. I'm assuming they just put Mobley on him, but or
I
is it
don't
gonna be
think you can get away
Okoro?
with that. Okoro's not big enough, and Mobley is probably not mobile enough.
Is it Allen? Who is it?
I don't know. I maybe.
It has to be Mobley. I mean,
I guess it has to be Mobley, yeah. Mobley and then help a ton.
because like
Like have.
ideally like you think like if Orlando could shoot better, you would almost say we should go small against this team and have like
Yeah.
Franz and Paolo attack Mobley and Allen in space, but like they just don't have the shooting to be able to do that, I don't think. So
Yeah. No, the spacing is going to get bogged down either way. Well, that's what I'm saying. For Cleveland, you can kind of, I guess, get away with putting Mobley on him and then just have like Mitchell and Garland like constantly digging. Especially if like Paolo tries to take him down low. Like you have the help right there. And so you're pretty okay with like whoever Paolo kicks it out to. But that's the other part of it. Like Orlando doesn't have shooting, but like it also has like a couple guys that can shoot. So like I don't, it's weird. 'Cause like, I mean, Gary Hess is all of a sudden like a key piece in the series. He might get a lot of minutes just because he can shoot. You
Yeah.
know, Suggs can shoot. Suggs has been shooting well. Ingles, if he can stay on the floor defensively, which I think he can because Cleveland just doesn't really have anything to really go at him with, I think that all of a sudden you have a little bit of shooting there. So it might not be as like one-sided shooting-wise as you might think.
Yeah, I mean, Franz has been pretty bad to end the season here. He's been pretty, I mean, he's kind of dropped off this year in general. But I mean, who they stick on him? Like the kind of individual matchups are really, really fun here, because like you've got Suggs on the other side, who's just a terror. He might be able to just like take out Mitchell, which is pretty crazy. So, they've got obviously Isaac roaming around, but like the Cavs, you in theory, we saw this against the Knicks last year, like. The Cavs big should be better and should have them give them some sort of advantage, but the Knicks completely neutralized that. And
Oh, man, I mean, Orlando matches up pretty much the exact same way. They score with a lot of putbacks. They got good size. They're scrappy as hell. They force a lot of turnovers.
yeah.
Like literally, this is the Knicks formula from last year. Second best defense in the league. Like this is the nightmare situation for Cleveland.
They play great defense,
Yeah.
and Suggs is a terror against either Garland or Mitchell. So, and I mean
I will say
Mobley.
Mitchell has carved him up a couple times this year. He went for 35, I think, early in the season. I think he had like
Okay.
27 later. So I don't know. That's gonna
Well,
be
I
like
mean,
the
he should be
swing
able
factor
to.
coming
Like,
up.
we shouldn't even like we should not even be talking about like Mobley not being able to guard Paolo. Like, come on, like. Like this cat, like this Cavs team should be better off than they are right now. And
I mean, like, if Donovan Mitchell averages like even 28 in this series, I think they win it pretty comfortably. But if he's out here averaging like 23 or 24 on bad shooting, then all of a sudden, like, some of these other things kind of come into it, right? Like, now all of a sudden, it's
yeah.
like, oh, like, Gary Harris just hit five threes, and now we don't know what to do. Or, like, oh, now we don't have shooters, and, like, you know, we thought Strus was going to hit, and he's not hitting, right? We thought they got what, Merrill? Niang, they got Okoro was even hitting threes this year. All those guys start drying up and like it becomes a problem, you know? And then
They
now all of a
also
sudden
got.
Orlando has a million offensive rebounds. I don't
I
know.
think out of the four of Niang, out of Okoro, Niang, Strus, and Merrill, they're pretty fine there. But
You would think.
mean, Merrill's gonna get the attempt. Merrill's gonna like when he comes in, he is firing. So, who do you think they put on Garland, the Magic?
Probably gotta put. Are they? Who do you think they're gonna start? Suggs and. Like, it depends on who the second starter is.
Well,
Because I don't think
sometimes
they're
it's
gonna put
Harris,
Donovan.
right? I mean,
I mean, if Harris. Put Harris on him. But then if it's like
yeah,
Anthony Black, then like, I don't know. Like.
I doubt they're starting Anthony Black, but Cole Anthony off the bench could be a factor, I think.
I don't love Cole Anthony on Garland either, though.
No, I definitely don't. I'm saying him for offense. So like I think you kind of have to
Yeah.
start Harris against this team, which I think is fine, but
I
I mean,
think Harris is
yeah.
gonna get big minutes, man. I really do. I think they're gonna need him to play big minutes.
Yeah, I mean, this one's interesting. You've got the Wagner, Mo Wagner can get minutes too. He's super
Yeah.
physical against like, Dean Wade and some of the other guys the Cavs have on the back line. LeVert is also a shooter. I mean, they have a lot of shooting.
Is LeVert playing, by the way? Because I couldn't figure it out. Like, I don't know if he's out for the year or if he's just like out for like a little bit. Like,
I mean, that guy is always.
he didn't play today, but like nobody was really playing today. But like everybody else was like day to day, and like his wasn't
Thought
this
they
season.
rested him today, but
I don't know. I probably, hopefully, he played against the Pacers.
well, I know he hurt
So
his wrist at some point.
I think it's listed as a knee now.
Yeah, today
So
it's a
I don't know.
knee. So I feel like he's healthy. I don't know. That's a
Yeah, if he plays, then yeah, they definitely have a lot of options. Like offensively, they should be fine. And to be honest with you, they like Orlando shouldn't be able to score enough to like to keep up in any of the games, theoretically.
So, are you picking Orlando or the Cavs?
No, I'm picking the Cavs in six. Did I talk you into Orlando here? Did you talk yourself into
Don't know.
Orlando? You might have
I'm
talked
not.
yourself into Orlando here.
I can't pick an upset. Like we picked the favorites throughout.
Phoenix, that's an upset.
It's not. They're favored.
Oh no,
Isn't that crazy? Yeah,
is
they
kind
are
of
though.
crazy, actually. I don't know how that makes me feel. I don't know if I like
It's weird. No, I don't think I can pick Orlando just because their offense, I could just see their offense like completely dying
so bad.
at
Yeah.
the end of these games, and
Yeah.
they're young. They're not quite like a happy to be there team.
No, but they also kind of are.
There's a ton of pressure on the Cavs too.
This is a learning year for Orlando. This is
Man,
the make or break
if
year
the
for
Cavs
Phoenix.
lose this series too, I mean, my
Yeah.
God, like
That is clean house.
Mitchell's gone immediately.
Yeah. Yep.
Bickerstaff better be gone.
This snap should have been gone a long time
Yeah. Okay.
ago.
Okay. So yeah, I think I'm gonna go Cavs in five, actually.
Yeah, I almost said Cavs sweep because I could just see like the end of game offense, like you said. Every game comes close, and then they just can't score in like the last 5 minutes. But I can't do it.
Yeah. I was
I'll say
confident in the
six.
Cavs last year and they burned me, so we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk play-ins.
I love the plan.
My stupid team lost by a million points today again against the Lakers, who just kick our ass every single time. And
Brutal, brother.
now we get to
That is
play them
brutal.
again on Tuesday. Today was arguably the biggest game of Zion's career. Debatable, I guess,
Yeah,
but
probably.
he had 12
Did he play
points
at all
on
against
13
us a couple years
shots.
back?
What?
Did he play against us at all a couple years ago
No, he
in like
didn't. He did
2022?
not play
No.
at all.
I don't, yeah, that
Know.
series just
We
disappeared
could
from
have
my mind,
won.
dude. I know you could have won. Yeah, that's the thing. And then we got fucking the whole Dallas thing happened, and I think I just like wanted to forget that whole year. But anyway, let's continue. I'm sorry. That's
He had 8 rebounds, 8 assists. I think he had like 6 turnovers. I mean, the game was over in like 5 minutes. It was just clear that the amount of like backdoor cuts that Hachimura had in this game, where he was just catching it at the dunker spot and either dunking or getting a floater or a layup on somebody, it was absurd.
that's terrible.
Valanciunas and Nance were horrible. They can't even play against this team. I mean, there is like some actual like speculation that the Lakers are going to throw this game so they don't
They
have to play the
should.
Nuggets.
They should.
And I don't think they should, but
Why not?
why? Because they could play the Warriors who just kick their ass or the Kings who kill them every time.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go up against Denver, you're asking for a first round exit anyway. I think you got to risk it for the biscuit. Like, you got
They
to take that chance.
they gotta play Denver anyway.
They don't have to. Maybe somebody takes Denver out. Maybe a certain team from Arizona figures their shit out and takes them out. Maybe a certain team from Arizona loses to a team from Minnesota, and then Minnesota, which actually matches up well against Denver, plays Denver and beats them. Now
Easy.
all of a sudden you're playing Minnesota in the conference finals, and you might be going back to the NBA finals. Meanwhile, you've had to play OKC, psh, Dallas, psh. You're fine. I think the Lakers should absolutely throw this game.
Good. I want them to because that means we'll make the playoffs, and I don't even care because we're going to lose in the
Not
first
a
round
chance,
anyway.
first round.
It's
That's
true.
crazy. That is crazy to me.
We wouldn't beat OKC. It might be fun. It might be a
Probably
fun
not.
series. We wouldn't
I
beat
don't know
them.
who you guys beat. Us?
Kings. That's
The
it.
Kings.
Yeah. The only team we're good against. The Kings and the Warriors, apparently. Oh, God.
That
Okay.
was
Yeah, I
brutal,
mean, I felt like if the Lakers don't throw the game, they're going to beat us by 30. So, like,
man.
you'll be able to tell very, very quickly if
What's
LeBron
happening?
turns his ankle, quote unquote, like, and they're throwing the game or not. But that's how it's going to be. So I don't really even want to talk
If he
about it
turns an
on
ankle,
that
it's
one.
going to be in like shoot around or something, so they don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah, Kings Warriors is the 9-10. Should be a super fun game based on what happened last year,
Yeah.
first round. Yeah, I mean this one's really interesting, honestly. Like, just like for both teams, like the Warriors, like, is the run over if they lose, and if they can't, like the Kings, based on, you know, they kind of looked like they were looking up the last year, and for to not make the
Yep.
playoffs this year would be a pretty big
Huge
disaster based
disappointment.
on. Like, you don't expect the West to get worse last year. You only expect to get better with the Rockets climbing,
Memphis.
Wimby's coming, like
Memphis.
Grizzlies
Memphis.
are back. Yeah, like it's
Memphis is
just kind
good,
of
man.
like, who's gonna
Memphis.
be bad? Like, are there gonna be
Can I just
no bad
say?
teams?
Yeah,
What?
no, genuinely. I was just gonna say Memphis is like my preseason lock. Pre-postseason lock for next year, number one seed in the West.
That's what I said. That's what I had for this year, and then it completely got
Yeah.
torn away.
Yeah, no, but it's ha like next year it's happening 100%. All right, I'm with you. But anyway,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to say about the X's and O's of the Pelicans Lakers. It's just like they are matched up so well
Oh,
against us. Like, it's they have a better version of Zion and LeBron, and
yeah.
AD destroys us every time. And I
You
mean,
really don't
McCollum
have
was pretty
anybody to deal with AD, though.
yeah McCollum was pretty good today, but
It don't matter.
BI came back, I guess, which is positive if we're able to get into the playoffs here. But yeah, Kings Warriors, we saw this last year. The Warriors, man, they almost lost to the Jazz today. They weren't really
Yeah.
trying, but they've, you know, I've been kind of off of them this a lot of this season. And I feel good about that.
Yeah. They're a little hit or miss.
Pelicans fan perspective, I'd much rather play the Kings if it comes down to it to get into the
Yeah.
playoffs. But I can't pick against the Warriors in this game, even though it's in Sacramento and that place is going to be crazy. We've seen Steph do it. I just feel like that's kind
Sacramento's. Sacramento's winning that game.
you think?
I think so. I think they get it done. I mean, I think they lose to y'all in the second play-in, but or I guess the Lakers in the second play-in. If the Lakers do what they need to do.
Well, they might beat the Lakers, is the thing, because they always beat the Lakers.
No.
AD is 0-10 against Sabonis.
Let's see, really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
His career.
Don't figure it out. It's a plan. It's a different atmosphere. It's at home. They're gonna get all the calls. Like it's
They
they'll
are
be
going to get all that. Like that, I can guarantee they will get every single call.
fine. They'll be fine. You can't worry about the Lakers in an elimination game. They'll be fine.
Unless it's a sweep, right? Then they're
Unless
not.
it's sweep. Yeah, it's different.
Okay. Sixers Heat. This is the 7-8 in the East.
Be a fun game. They
Who
played one of the most
knows?
fun games of the regular season like a
I
week ago.
mean, like, are the Heat going to decide to give a shit?
Knows?
We had the same situation last year. The Heat were the 7. They lost to the Hawks at home.
Yep.
And had to go to my and had to go, or I guess they played at home versus the Bulls, but
Yeah.
yeah, I kind of feel like the Sixers are going to win. It's going to be the same situation, and
I think the Sixers are going to win. Yeah.
I hope that the Heat win, So they get to so we get to see them play New York in the second round because I think or the first round because it's got to be fun.
You don't think Philly and New York will be fun? I think Philly
I
and New
do,
York will
but
be fun.
I don't want to see Boston play the Heat in the first round. Like,
Why not? Just get it over with. They're not going to beat them this year.
I guess. Yeah, I
I don't
mean.
want to see Philly play Boston this early. In a conference final, that could be kind of fun.
True.
But I don't like that first round matchup. And like I kind of want to see, especially if Embiid comes back and Embiid goes to, Madison Square Garden. It's a little fun. It's
Yeah,
different. The
no.
crowd gets
Okay.
on him. It could be entertaining, I
Yeah,
don't
you
know.
changed my mind.
Yeah.
Because
It
even
could be
if
a little
like
early.
it's like the Celtics, like whoever they play, like it's gonna like if they played Philly, like they have no like if they play Philly early, like
Yeah.
Embiid's still ramping up, you'd rather see that later. If they play Miami, it's
Yeah.
still like, ooh, Miami. So even though
Maybe
it
they
shouldn't
get
be,
spooked. Who knows?
yeah.
Yeah.
On this side of things, Bulls Hawks, no one wants this. I mean, we don't
No
want
one
to
wants to
see.
watch this. No. Dude, don't
Although
even put it on NBA TV. Put it on local TV.
it would be
The people behind me.
hilarious if the Sixers lost and then lost to the Hawks or the Bulls.
Can you imagine? What do you do? Do you fire? Like, is Nurse gone? Is Embiid like? What happens at that point?
No, I think they'd blame it on injuries, but
Yeah.
they'd be like, we wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for what happened with Embiid. But man,
No.
I mean, I could see it.
It's not. Yeah, it's not out of question.
Trey is
But it's also
back.
not out of the question for Miami to do that.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Like in Miami, there'd also be no repercussions. Like it'd just be like, this wasn't our year.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
yeah, we know. That's what we've been saying. So,
Yeah. Literally zero expectations for that team.
no, I yeah, I just I'm hope I hope I'm surprised. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
All
We're
right, I guess
wishing on
that's
a
gonna
miracle
do
here.
it. I guess that's gonna do it.
Yeah. I just want to say one more time, I think everybody should tune in to Cleveland and Orlando. I think that's going to be the most entertaining series, potentially. It'll be close games. Yeah, I'm going
You
there.
think that's going to be the most entertaining series?
If you like
How could you say
defensive, gritted out
that?
basketball, pure basketball, you don't want to see shot making, you don't want to see good offenses, you just want to see teams grind it out. Like struggling to score, the suspense is gonna build. Like we're talking, there might be a 77-75 game in there. It could be fun. It could be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still think. Yeah, I think Phoenix
Phoenix,
Minnesota
Minnesota.
has to be number one just because of the pressure for both teams. But
Yeah. I don't think there's any series in the East that's as. I mean, if Milwaukee goes down, then that becomes must watch.
same with the Cavs in a way. I think
The
that,
Cavs. Yeah.
yeah. Definitely worse for Milwaukee because I think Giannis might be on the warpath if that happens.
Yeah. And I think Knicks Sixers, if it happens, that's gonna be fun. I really do think that's gonna be fun.
Yes. So what do you, I guess what are you hoping for in the 1-8 and the 2-7s?
I'm hoping for Boston, Miami, and New York and Philly on the
Okay.
East.
I think
And
we're
then I'm
yeah, we agree on
hoping,
that.
yeah, and then I'm hoping for LA and OKC. And well, yeah, definitely LA and OKC. And then y'all versus Denver. Because I think y'all can actually kind of push Denver a little bit.
Well, I don't know about
No
that,
belief.
but I thought that last year for some reason, but
Not buying it this year.
yeah, I mean we played them well last year in the regular season
Yeah.
too. Yeah, I think I would agree. I think I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind seeing Lakers Denver in the first round.
Wouldn't move the needle for me. I'd be kind of bored.
Yeah, but it's like if you know you want to catch them early. Like,
You don't want to catch him. Yeah, that's true.
you have the
I don't know. I
rest.
just don't have any belief in this Lakers team. I think that's more my problem. But
I think I'm pretty happy with what we got overall, especially in the East. I think we got like the best versions of like the 4-5 and the 3-6 that we could have gotten.
yeah.
Outside of like Bucks Knicks in the first round, I think would have been pretty fun.
Yeah.
But like outside of that, like I guess Miami and the Bucks would have been fun too. But like we're getting new stuff, you know? So I'm happy with it. All
That's what I
right.
like, yeah. That's why I just want some new blood, man. I want to see Lakers play OKC. That's like a proper, like two different generations almost. You know, it's cool.
All right.